Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name is Randall, and with me, as always, is my boy LJ and the OG dad himself, man. Y'all go ahead and say what's up to these listeners, man.
What's up, what's up?
What up?
All right, everybody, now welcome back. Now welcome back to another episode. So, on today's episode, we got a crazy one because I did not expect this particular game to blow up out of nowhere. Because allegedly, this game is causing some havoc. I think it's from Japan, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. They might get into some legal actions. I'm not gonna say they are. They might get into some legal actions, but for right now, everybody over there in Japan is going crazy about this game, and over here as well. But we will say that for later on. Now, Dad, usually for this part, you usually do your sports talk. But I got to ask you this because this came on my phone. Was it yesterday or the day before? It wasn't the day. We got to talk about your boy. Who's the quarterback of USC?
Caleb Williams.
I was going to say CJ Stroud. Caleb. We need to talk about Caleb. So it came out that him and his team do not want to get drafted to the whoever the first draft pick is. I forgot. They don't want
the Bears.
They do not want to get drafted to the Chicago Bears. Tell them how you feel about that.
When's the last time the Bears had a successful quarterback?
Oh, been a minute.
When's the last time the Bears put a team around a successful quarterback? Right. You have to go back to Jay Cutler, maybe?
Right, right.
And how long ago was that?
So you agree with him not wanting to get drafted by Chicago Bears?
Like, I know how the NFL draft works. You get placed, we get placed, right, and you're supposed to be happy about it. But ain't nothing wrong with telling people, hey, I don't trust y'all with my career. You know? I mean, look at Justin Fields. He's up and down so much. You know, like, it's just now at the end of the year, he's playing good. Now you're talking about, do we keep him? Do we trade him? What do we do? And they don't even know. So right. It's like, it is what it is, you know?
It's understandable. But, yeah, I just want to see what you thought about it. But, yeah, so for people that don't know, Caleb came out, or his team came out with a statement saying that Chicago Bears getting the first pick, that he don't want to be the first round pick because he don't want to go to Chicago. And that's crazy because it's not crazy because a lot of players usually, because I'm pretty sure when Zion got drafted, he didn't want to go to New Orleans, but he didn't say anything. But to me, this is the first time I actually heard a player say like, hey, I don't want to go to this team.
So Eli Manning was one.
Okay, yeah. He was one. Okay.
Okay. So he never came out and said it. It's probably like people around him, like little sources and stuff like that.
Right.
Caleb actually changed his avatar to him wearing an old Bear T-shirt. Mm-hmm. So like, I think the thing, the report initially is a bunch of BS. But like, the team never said he wouldn't sign there. They never said that he wouldn't play there. They say he don't want to go there.
Right.
But if he gets picked, he gets picked there. I mean, what I think is happening is, then this is my usual draft conspiracy time, because we're like a week and some change away from all the lies of draft time, mm-hmm, where everybody's lying to try to get a leg up. But I think the Bears probably put that out there to try to get a King's ransom for that number one pick. Because I can see a few teams trading up. I can see the Cowboys trading up. I can see the Patriots trading up. Hell, I can see Washington go from 2-1, you know, right, to try to do it. But I don't think that really came from Caleb's camp, though, because the way he reacted by changing this avatar to like him in a cute little Bear shirt, like, I think it's fine.
I got you. What you think about it, OJ?
I mean, I ain't got really too much to say about it. I mean, he already, we've already heard some crazy things coming out of his camp already.
Mm-hmm.
So, him saying that he didn't want to go to the Bears is probably like the calmest thing he done said, in my opinion.
Right.
And my, they were saying, I don't know if you go away from Justin Fields or do you trade Justin Fields away or what you do there. I mean, true enough, you haven't made it to this to the playoffs with him yet, right? No, I don't think they made it to the playoffs yet with him. But he usually plays better near the end of the year. And then, like Dad said, if they end up actually trying to build a team there, maybe they could do some good. But who knows? Him saying that he don't want to play for the Bears is not unheard of. I'm not surprised by that. And he wouldn't be the first person to do that, though. The most egregious of anybody trying to get traded away from a team before they got there was Eli Manning, who literally said, I'm not going to the Chargers. So the Chargers traded their pick, who was Eli, to the Giants, who picked
Philip Rivers,
and they just switched teams. And, you know, that's why they said Philip Rivers hates Eli Manning, because he stole his career.
I got you. Well, I just found that to be funny, because he said whoever team he go to, he wanted like half the team or something like that. Ownership. Yeah, something like that.
You can't be a player and part owner. Like that's right. that's a whole collective bargaining thing. So like that's just somebody drunk and talking too much. That's all it is.
Right. So, but like LJ said, that this is probably like the e-commerce thing. His whole team. I won't say Caleb, but his whole team has said so. But I just want to share that with y'all. But Dad, you got any sports stuff you got to talk to or tell these listeners before we move on to that daily dose?
Without going on too much, I'm just gonna put one thing out there because we got another one for the more sports stuff for the next one. Did y'all hear about this Cliff Kingsbury fiasco that's going on?
No, what's going on?
So, the Raiders initially announced that Cliff Kingsbury was coming in as their offensive coordinator.
Okay.
A day or two later, Cliff Kingsbury's like, nah, I ain't going there. So,
what happened?
He backed out. He's like, I don't want to be the coach over there.
Dang.
No one knows what happened.
Coach of, or did he get fired from?
He got fired like last year.
I remember.
Dang.
But he said he don't want to be the OC over there. So he's now number one for the Washington Commanders job at OC. And I'm as a Washington fan, I would like to have Kiff Kingsbury as my OC. It makes Dan Quinn focus on the defense. And that means we're either going to pick up Jaden Daniels or Caleb if he falls number two. That's my thing. So, but yeah, that Kiff Kingsbury, like, to be honest, is like, because like, to me, the Raiders seem like to be going in the right direction. They're playing good. They love Antonio Pierce as a coach. They actually did the right thing and made him the full-time coach. You know, so, like, that kind of, like, put, like, a, huh, what's going on over there to where he didn't want to sign over there.
Right. I got you. You got anything else there, or is that's all?
I'm saving the rest for another time.
I got you. So, everybody, that is your little sports daily or – yeah, sports talks with Dad. I should say Dad. Don't say anything. But that's your sports talk with Dad. And now let's jump into the Daily Dose of Anime. It wasn't too much news, surprisingly, because usually around this time it's kind of dry until like springtime. But we're going to kick it off with Chainsaw Man, because a lot of people love some Chainsaw. So apparently there is a movie coming out for Chainsaw Man that will be covering the Reze arc. I think that's how you say it. Reze arc. So, how y'all feel about Chainsaw Man getting his first movie? After, like, I think, two seasons it's been out? I think it's been out two seasons.
Once you start entering a third season category, you're going to get a movie.
Right.
So.
And also, the manga is doing good, too.
Oh, the manga's killing it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the manga's killing it, so yeah. Eldred, what's your thoughts about Chainsaw Man?
I'm not surprised. Like Dad said, once you get to the third season territory, a lot of people start getting movies. What is surprising is that it's the more of a trend of, instead of it just being a random movie off of, like, you know, they coming up with something, it's becoming more of, we just gonna make one of the arcs a movie instead. And then after we make the arc movie, we still gotta make the arc for the show, so we gonna make it. So it's kind of like we just reusing assets that we had in movies for the show.
That's what Dragon Ball did.
Right, and I guess it might be just so they can save money or something. I'm not really sure what really that is or what's behind it, but that's becoming more and more of a thing lately.
I got you. So for everybody out there, Chainsaw Man is coming out with its movie, and hopefully I'm saying this right, and the movie will be based around the Reze arc. Now, I didn't send this to you, Dad, because I forgot, and when I was going through this, it popped up. My Hero is having their own movie coming out, I think August. But it's coming out this year, I know that. So, Dad, how you feel about the My Hero movie coming out?
To be honest, I don't even know what it's going to cover or anything.
Pretty much it's a All Might wannabe that turns evil, and basically all the students got to fight an evil All Might, basically. That's what the movie's about.
Okay. I'm going to watch, so it's not like I'm...
right.
Not for me to watch, so I'll definitely give it a look.
Right, tune in to it. I got you. But yeah, ain't too much information because I think this came out 2-3 weeks ago. But for what I saw, they got a trailer out though. For what I saw, it's them versus evil All Might. But like I said, they don't got too much detail on it. They just got a trailer for it. So the next topic, and this is for LJ. One Piece is remaking their anime, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, here it is. Wit Studio is making it. So, LJ, just in case if you don't know, they pretty much pulled a Dragon Ball Z Kai. So, they pretty much going back over and skipping filler. So, how you feel about that? And it's showing on Netflix as well. So, how you feel about that?
I had heard about this earlier. And when I heard about it earlier, I thought it was crazy. And then I thought about it, and it really actually not. Because when you think about it, One Piece started back in 1999. Mm-hmm. It is now currently 2024.
Right.
So the animation styles from back then to now are completely different. So for those people who want to watch the anime, that haven't watched it before, or new anime watchers, whatever, they're going to be getting different anime or a different anime style that they might not like and they don't want to watch up to get caught up with the current timeline. So that's one reason I see them doing that. And they actually already kind of did that they did OVA specials of some of the most important arcs in One Piece already.
Right.
So it's practically just the same thing. It's just they're cleaning up the anime style, so it all is in line with what is now the days and getting people to, you know, everybody. That's what everybody says when they talk about wanting to start watching One Piece. It's over 1,000 episodes. That's way too many episodes. I can't watch it. So the creators and the anime studios are just like, okay, well, if there's too many episodes, we're going to fix that. We're going to focus on the important part to get you all caught up to where you need to be so you can start enjoying it now.
I gotcha. Dad, what's your thought on it? That One Piece pulled a Dragon Ball Z Kai and pretty much reanimated everything from the first season on up.
The problem you have now with One Piece is you immediately try to tell somebody to watch One Piece, they immediately go, but it's 1,000 episodes.
Right.
You know, and that's a hard undertaking take on, just because it's like it's funny because like when I started what you call it, Fairy Tale, I was like, there's so many episodes, like, because I caught it late, I caught it before, right before the last season came out. Mm-hmm. But like, you have to start it in order to get into it. But this, by doing this, it's going to bring in so many more people, because like, they'll be like, okay, like, this show's might be actually cut, like, cut in half will even bring like so many more people in, you know. I don't even know if it's gonna be cut in half, maybe it will be cut by a third, but like, it's much easier to get into when it's not like 1,000+.
Right.
So it's a smart thing. Like it let's be real, the original One Piece is not going anywhere. It's been around for almost 30 years now at this point, you know? So a good anime doesn't die, it just adds more story to it. So
gotcha. So everybody out there, if you trying to get into One Piece, you probably in luck, because they are doing a remake, some similar Dragon Ball Z Kai, and they reanimated it. They reanimated, and Wit Studio is doing the animation, and they going from the first episode on up. And apparently, don't know how true this is, they are skipping the filler episodes, so it's just gonna be all the important stuff from season one on up. So that's something looking forward to. And is that it? Oh no, I got one more. Now, last year, this anime took everybody by storm, because I have not heard nothing about this anime until they did the ratings for the anime of 2023. So last year, around, I'll say, the week before New Year's Eve, or exactly on New Year's Eve day, if I'm not mistaken, they anime list put out a list, and at number four for 2023 at an 8.8 ranking was Vinland Saga. At number three at an 8.85 was Jujutsu Kaisen. At number two with an 8.87 was Attack on Titan. And this anime that I have not heard until literally on New Year's Eve, Frieren, with a 9 point even. So how y'all feel about this mysterious anime coming out of nowhere defeating all these top 10 anime? Well, have you ever heard of this anime? Let me ask y'all that.
No, I've heard of Frieren.
I never heard of it. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, I never heard of it until, like I said, I literally never heard of it until New Year's Eve when they dropped this list.
No, it was one of the top animes for last season. Dang. So I'm not surprised by that at all.
Right.
This tells me I gotta just drop Funimation, just go to Crunchyroll.
I don't even think Funimation even got it.
No, they don't. So I had to check it right now. So I'm like,
yeah, because I looked for it. I'm like, bro, I never heard of this anime. And then I looked at an article, it beat Full Metal Alchemist. I was like,
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, this anime must be good. But LJ, what's it about? You know, what's it about or not?
I can't completely tell you what's about. I've just seen clips of it. My understanding is it's this 1,000-year-old, which is the white-haired one. And she has a apprentice/daughter who is the purple-haired one that's taller than her. And they pretty much go on a misadventure of fighting evil things, I think. I really don't know that much about it. I just know it's just a very funny comedy and slice of life that everybody is really enjoying. That's as much as I know about it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, you still doing some research on that?
I pulled it up on Crunchyroll, and I have no idea what's about. I have to, like,
You're gonna start watching it.
I'm about to add it too. So first season, 17 episodes. So
right.
We'll have to give it a look. I'm gonna have to drop Funimation, because I got Funimation because I like to do dub, because I do multiple things at once, you know, and it's hard to watch sub and like do other things. Right. So.
Well, don't they have thing made into it now with Crunchyroll since they owned by the same people now?
Yeah. So like when they bought it out, I thought like they were just going to combine libraries. No, because that was my dumb fault for thinking that. And I just kept Funimation because like I'm a loyalist at heart. Like if I got something first, I'm gonna keep it. But like I miss out on like they did combine. They did not combine. Cause I just looked at Crunchyroll. That anime right there is on Crunchyroll. Was not on Funimation.
Oh no! They combined Funimation with Crunchyroll because like Yu Yu Hakusho is on here on Crunchyroll and it has the sub and dub and it used to not have the dub on here. So that's how.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm just going to go over the Crunchyroll. Because even when I log into Funimation, it goes, things are fun over here at Crunchyroll. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm not signing up yet, you know. That's the old man in me speaking, but I think it's just about time.
I got you. I don't know why. I just like Crunchyroll interface. Then Funimation.
No, I looked at it right now. Like they have close, like their interface is not bad, too much from each other, but it's just like, yeah. So
I got you, Dad. So for everybody out there, if you want to get into it, you would say it's a slice of life anime. That's what you said.
It's a comedy. I believe it's under slice of life. Yes.
Right. So for everybody out there, if this is your first time hearing about it, if y'all want to look at it, you can, because apparently it beat Full Metal Alchemist in the rankings. Was it in the middle of last year, from what I'm looking at, something like that? So that pretty much it. Like I said, around this time, ain't too much anime news going on for real until like the spring. So for everybody out there, that is your daily dose of anime. Now let's get into the main topic. Because I somewhat saw this happening, but not to this extent. So for everybody out there, I'm pretty sure you saw this or heard about this particular game, because I know it's all over the place every time I look. So Power World took the whole gaming community by storm. Now, when this game first came out, or when this game first got announced, I somewhat knew it was gonna blow up, because literally if I'm not mistaken, they literally said, hey, this is Pokemon with guns. And when that came out, that little statement came out and they saw the video, everybody was like, oh yeah, this is exactly like Pokemon and they just gonna have guns. And when this game come out, Nintendo gonna seize it and all that stuff. So they was literally clowning this game ever since it got announced. So I forgot when it came out. I'll say a couple weeks ago. When this game came out and people start actually playing it, they were like, wait a minute, this game is not bad. Like, this is exactly the kind of game I want Pokemon to be. And on top of the features that you can do in this game with mods as well, is crazy. So I haven't played a game. LJ and Dad played a game. So I'm going to let them talk, and then I'll save my little 2 cents for later. And we're going to get it off with you, Dad. So go ahead and tell the folks your experience with Power World.
So I'm playing Power World or console on the Xbox.
Right.
And I would say I was going hard in the paint for. Hello?
All right, you good? Hey. All right, now you good. You kind of froze for a little bit.
It did that to me earlier, too. Like, it just froze. I don't know what's going on. But I was going hard in the paint for a while.
Right.
And then, I went through all the updates. They're constantly updating, which is good. They know that the problems need to be fixed. But like, I find myself just excusing a lot of bugs just because I'm enjoying the game. And I caught myself, I asked myself, cause my wife's playing it too. And I'm like, just because they put preview on this thing, doesn't mean they should have gave it to us with this broken.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you can't just put preview on there and give us a broken game. Like, somebody has to be accountable for it.
What's broken about it?
Oh, it crashes constantly.
He has a lot of bugs.
Damn.
Okay. It crashes constantly. Sometimes, like, the enemy will just stop running towards you, just get stuck on a tree or a rock and just stop, won't even fire or nothing.
Right.
If you get basically raided, like, you try to meet them outside, they just run right past you.
Right.
Try to go to the base, you just fire it on them. Right. It's a... Like, it's, sometimes when you spawn under the map. Mm-hmm. It's little things. Oh, you can't go into caves and be in caves for too long because it just crashes your system. And
I think that's the Xbox problem. I've never had that problem before.
No, I'm telling you what problems I'm having, you know. It actually, one time, it turned off my Xbox because it said I was overheating. I never overheated playing the game.
Hold on, Dad. We ain't for the speed run that. The game literally shut off your console.
Oh, shut it down.
I never heard of that.
So Call of Duty was doing that at the beginning, too, though. Like, when we first got the X Series X, Call of Duty was doing that. All right. I said, you got to clean your vents. So I took the time out, like, got a Q-tip, was cleaning out all my vents and stuff like that.
Right.
And then, like, so it hasn't done it since then. So it might have been a me problem, but I read that it's happened to other people, though, too.
Right.
So, but I'm saying not to say that I'm still playing the game. I'm level 42, even with all the lack of time I've been having. And I'm enjoying it, so.
I got you. And now, LJ, what's your experience with Power World on PC?
My experience with Power World on PC is I'm still going strong, even though it has, to the detriment of some things. But the thing about Power World, I know Dad says that you was excusing some of the bugs because you was having fun with it and you shouldn't be excusing them. And I'm kind of like, I understand where you're coming from, but at least on PC, I feel like a lot of these bugs are excusable, mainly because it was early access. Early access means that, hey, this game is nowhere near perfect. This is not what we're planning to give out on launch. This is, you're pretty much signing up to be a beta tester is what, or to me, what early access means. You're trying to figure out how to break the game and how they need to fix it in certain instances. So I was okay with having bugs in there and some other things. Now, I don't really understand when they say it was coming to Xbox, I thought it was too early for it to be coming to Xbox because it was an early access. So, because of those reasons, I was like, I can see Xbox having more problems. And as Dad was saying, there's a lot more problems. Now, on PC, there are problems. There are a bunch of bugs. It's the same things like stuff gets stuck on rocks and trees and they don't move correctly. The AI for the pals. When you're doing construction or you're trying to build your base or stuff like that, or you need them to fix something, or you just need them to go eat, that's broken. How they get sick, they get stuck in walls, all of that, that's all broken, and that is very frustrating. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, as time goes on, those things will be fixed before what we would call an actual launch for the game. I think some of the biggest thing that people have a problem with, and I'm going to talk about, are the pals themselves. So, it's no secret that these pals, a lot of them, look like Pokemon.
What?
Yes. It might be mind-blowing to some of y'all. But they do resemble Pokemon to some extent. But here's the word that you're looking for when you're talking about these pals. It's legally distinct. It looks like it, but it's enough that done changed on it to make it look like it's something different. Now, to be fair, I didn't realize they was in Japan until like a week and a half ago. So, if it was going, I thought it was an American-based company. Or
I thought so, too, at first.
Company. Right. So, when I said when it goes through the courts, it's going to have to go through international courts, which Nintendo ain't going to have too much sway with. Now that they both in Japan, it's kind of like iffy because it's like, it's Japan. Nintendo runs Japan a little bit. So, we'll see what happens there. But I think they could still go internationally if they feel like Japan is not giving them a fair shake on the copyright, which Japan don't have no copyright laws anyway, so that's another thing that goes into effect. But I do want to say, yes, there are some stolen Pokemon, but actually, there's a lot of stolen Digimon in this game.
Hey, hold on. I'm glad you brought that up. Because they had a Pokemon mod. I don't know if y'all know about it. I don't think you can do mods on Xbox, but I don't know if y'all know that. So they had a mod that makes everything around you Pokemon, I think only to Gen 2 or 3, I'm not mistaken. And it looked decent. I ain't gonna lie. If y'all saw that video, you'd be like, bro, this is legit how I want my Pokemon game to be. Now, since you brought Digimon up, they legit got a Digimon mod that makes every pal in that game exactly like a Digimon. And it's beautiful. But I just want to say that.
Yeah. So one of those everybody keeps talking about is Yormantai. Yormantai is a big worm. There's two of them. There's a fire one and there's a water one.
Right.
Everybody's saying it looked like Gyarados. When I saw Yormantai, that did not look like Gyarados to me. That looked like a Zulamon from Digimon. The big water snake that flies, that was one of the guardian Digimon.
Oh, the old school one.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it looked like to me. I didn't think Gyarados at all when it first came out. But that just goes to show you that all these all these monster catching games steal from one each other, and they don't really steal from one each other, they steal from history.
Right.
All these themes came from something. You can't just say it came from Pokemon. Pokemon got the idea from something. Somebody got this idea from somewhere else. So you just can't sit up here and say, oh, they stole this from Digimon. Oh, they stole this from Pokemon. No, they might have gotten the same idea from it, and who knows? I'm not going to sit here and say they didn't do nothing wrong. I'm pretty sure they looked at a couple of Pokemon and Digimon and some other maybe monster stuff and was like, hey, can we just take this but change the color? I'm pretty sure they did that.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit up here and say that I know that for a fact, and neither do you know that for a fact, right? So that's how I feel about that. Now, the other controversy with this whole entire game is the use of AI, because what people are now saying is that
about this too a while back.
Right. Mm-hmm. They were saying that they put into an AI system to find something that looks, they said something that looks like Lycanroc, something that looked like Gyarados, something that looked like this. And then they got the model for it, or made the model for it, and just put it in the game. And so, and people who are hating on AI and all of that say that that's stealing art, that's, you know, infringing on people's properties and things like that. And my thing about it is that if you go into the AI and you type in something, so for instance, because they also said that they did that for the map. So, if you go into a map generator or something like that, and you say, hey, generate me a map that has mountains, this, that, and this, and how you like it,
right,
and then you go and you say, okay, that's good as a base, and then you start making it more how you wanted it and things like that, I'm okay with that. Because you're just trying to, you're trying to make the process a little bit faster. They didn't have a big team to go out and go through every landscape and stuff like that. So they, if they did use AI, I don't think they did. Or if they did, it was a very small amount of AI. They went through each and every little detail, and they said, hey, we're going to make this area a little bit smoother. We're going to make a mountain here instead, move that mountain somewhere else. Things like that. I'm totally okay with using it that way. My problem with AI is when you record a voice actress or a voice actor voice, and then you continue to use that voice without paying that actor. Or you actually stealing art from people using AI. That's my problem with AI. How people are saying they use, how they use AI isn't an issue for me, but I can understand how people would feel threatened by it. So that's something to be aware of, but nobody has yet to prove that they have used AI to the extent of what they have been accused of. So until they have proven that, I'm still playing the game, and like I said, I don't know how you all feel about that, but I know a lot of people are saying that if it did comes out that they used AI for the game, they will stop playing it. So I know Randall don't play it, but that if the, it comes out that they said that they used AI for the game, would you stop playing the game?
Yeah, I think I would. Like, if it feels like there's no, I don't have a problem with using AI helpers, like to get you over a hump or something like that. But if it's majority, like, I would say 75-25 AI, like, I can't get behind that. That's a lot of jobs being gone, you know? But, like, for what I hear, there's only, like, this game was made by just a few people, you know? Yeah. So, and that's a huge undertaking by itself. So, I don't know. I would like to, I don't know when the time comes, when the, if I would, but also I want to say this, and don't get mad at me, LJ, okay? Mm-hmm. But doesn't this feel like what Arceus should have been?
Probably.
Like, that, I was thinking about that the other day, like, this is the game to what Legend of Arceus should have been.
Yeah. It probably should have been that. My thing about that is that, so I'm not talking about the guns. Of course, Pokemon's not going to put guns or make your pals do labor or anything like that. We all know that.
Right.
We're talking about base building survival.
Right. Yeah.
Survival aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, excuse me, yes, they probably should have did more into the survival aspect of the game with Arceus, and that would have made it better. But I have never thought of Pokemon in that way.
Right.
So I won't sit here and say, yeah, they should have did that from the start. Everybody loved it. I wouldn't have known how to react to it. Now that I have gotten a taste of that, I'm like, I would say, looking halves of it, yes, this is what Arceus should be. And if they do another Legends game, they should make it more into a survival game. If they do another Legends game. That is what, and it's in the past and stuff like that. If it's in, you know, that type of way. Because they, in the lore of Pokemon and some of the older lore, you have that. You can literally, the next game, if for Pokemon to get back on top, I won't say get back on top, but if they want to make another Legends game, you do it for when, I think it's coming up soon. No, yes it is. X and Y is next, because we just did, no, Black and White.
It's Black and White. Right? It's Black and White.
Can you do it in Black and White? No, you can't do it in Black and White. Oh, well, I don't know the history of Black and White. No, I don't think you can do it in Black and White. In X and Y, you can do it. And here's the reason why I say you can do it in X and Y. Because we know there was a war in X and Y. on the Kalios region. Right. We know, we heard about that war that, you know, it killed a whole bunch of Pokemon and people and the legendary weapon. You can do a whole survival game about the war and things like that and everything that leads up to it. And that's a whole gaming of itself. And so when it gets to X and Y and they say, hey, we doing another Legends game, that is what I want. I want what power has in it, the survival aspect of it, with the Pokemon lore. And I think Pokemon will be fine. And nobody will say they stealing from Power World because, you know, Nintendo can do no wrong. But
you right though. But the only here's the thing. The only reason why they saying this is a copy of Pokemon, and this surprised me out of everything. I know LJ played this game. Dad, have you ever heard of a game called Temtem?
No.
No. Okay. So, Temtem is exactly like Pokemon. I forgot the other one. Nexomon, something like that. I forgot. I got it on my PC.
Are you talking about Cormon?
I think that's what it's called. I don't know. Like I said, I got the game on PC, but I don't want to touch it because if I touch it, I may disappear from this recording. But Temtem is exactly, but that Temtem is exactly like Pokemon, but instead of Pokeballs, they got cards. You throw cards out.
Mm-hmm.
And when that game came out, well, Nintendo piggybacked on it, so that's probably the reason why a lot of people ain't compared it to Pokemon. But when that game came out, nobody said anything about it being a Pokemon clone. When Power came out, and I saw, and when I actually saw gameplay, I'm like, yeah, some pals look like Pokemon. But if you dive deep into the game, like LJ was mentioning, it's like, it's not Pokemon. And when I was I was thinking to myself, I'm like, bro, why everybody's comparing Power World to Pokemon, but Temtem is exactly like Pokemon. They got gyms, they got rivals. I don't think they got Elite Four because I ain't get that far in the game. And they got, instead of Pokeballs, they got cards. You see what I'm saying? Like, they throw cards. So I don't know, but
the reason because of that is because Temtem had it on. It had it on, like, its own elements,
yeah,
right? It had, like, mechanical and some other things, I think, was different. They still had, you know, you can still do the basis of fire, water, grass, but nobody can say nothing about it. The main reason why Power World is getting so much hate is because of pals, like Lycanroc and Direhower. They look similar. Yarmantar and Gyarados, again, I see where Gyarados is, but when I first saw Yarmantar, I thought of Azulamon. And then you have a couple other, like today, people were saying that there's a cat one called Mao. They said that looked like Espeon.
Evolution of Eevee, yeah.
Yeah. I don't see it. Now, one.
No, I definitely see that one. I've seen that one.
I didn't see it until the day, but that's an Egyptian cat. And somebody put up an Egyptian cat today, like a look of it. And I was like, they both look like the cat. I mean, that you got it from. But, you know, I'm just going to leave that alone. The most egregious one to me is Kremis.
And Eevee?
Kremis is just Eevee with a bigger fur coat around it. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. I'll give you that one. I would give Pokemon that one. If they want to shoot for Kremis, go ahead. Because all it is a bigger fur coat and white color. That's it. Like, it looks exactly like the Eevee. Like, no. When you see it, it's like, y'all really just stole the homework on that one.
Right.
So
y'all couldn't give him like an extra tail or something, like,
right, like something extra. That's the most egregious one to me, is that one. I'm just like, I can't help you on that one now. That one, like everybody, you know, you see the videos and TikTok, they gonna be like, oh, that one different, oh, that one different. Every time everybody gets the Kremis, they be like, okay, we just gonna skip that one. Because you legitimately cannot defend Kremis. Kremis is too much like Eevee.
Yeah,
but other than that,
obviously RDC World did a whole thing on it, like, and they pulled up Kremis. Mm-hmm. That was the one they pulled up.
Yeah.
You about to say something else, LJ?
The game is fun. The game is good. The game has problems. And I think there's a reason why you can say, oh, Nintendo's getting ready. They're going to sue them soon. Let me say something. As much as we have seen Nintendo go after the modders in these, what you call them? The emulator gamers, mods, things like that. As quickly as we have seen Nintendo go after those people, and this game has still been up for 3 weeks, Nintendo has figured out they must not have a case. Because Nintendo would have already done something.
So they pulled some people from, like, streaming and making videos. So, like, they've done that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, that's the thing. It's just, I don't know. I'm waiting for it to see what Nintendo does, though, if they do something.
Yeah. Same with here with me, because a lot of people said was talking about they can't do nothing because Xbox already got it, and all the money that Power World is making Xbox gonna have his back. They saying Nintendo don't have a case because if they legit stole the same formula, like having Pokemon gems, they have gems, Elite Four, and all the other stuff. They said they could have a case. But since it's so different, like LJ said, the only thing that they can actually get them for is maybe a couple pals, and that's it. Like, they can't shut down the whole entire game, because the whole entire game is legit not like Pokemon. Because they can go to court and be like, hey, we didn't rip out Pokemon because Pokemon don't have guns. And they can win that argument right there. Like, but once again, like LJ said, like, they could probably get maybe a couple of pals, and that's it, and play Nintendo like a fee or something, or give Nintendo a percentage every month or quarterly, something like that, to keep on using that particular pals. But
I wouldn't like Dad said, like, if it's Kremis, you just either you take it out or you
just take Kremis out, because Kremis don't even do nothing for me. Like,
true,
man, it really don't do nothing.
But for the people who like Kremis, because I know some people who like Kremis, just give it 3 tails and call it a day.
Right.
Just that's it. Just because they don't evolve.
No.
They don't. They wherever they are at that level, and they will stay at that level forever. Now you can say that some of them look like they're in the evolution line or something like that. You can say that, but not really. You know, they all say each and every one of them are distinct into themselves. And technically, you do have gems. They the towers, but it goes along with the story, which I haven't read all the data cards with it yet, so I'm not really sure.
I haven't even touched. I just collected to keep it moving. I see it like, oh, there's one. I just keep it moving.
But the story is not even fully intact, because there's a big tree in the middle of the world, and this is what's going to make Power even better than Pokemon. Because with Power pretty much just said, hey, this is the only game we're making, and we're not making another one. We're just going to keep updating this one and keep putting pals in there,
right,
and put a new, you know, ecosystem here. You know, there's going to be a new island here that you can go to later, an island here when we get ready and going. And that's what people are wanting Pokemon to do. From now on, they want just a big Pokemon game where you can travel to the different islands and regions when there's a new region. Pokemon is not going to do that, because there's won't be any money in it for them. Mm. But Power will do that. And out of all the games that we have said is, oh, this is a Pokemon killer, or this is a Destiny killer, this actually might be a Pokemon killer. Might be it. And the only reason it's only going to be a Pokemon killer, is because it's on PC and Xbox. Xbox is so versatile now that you can play it anywhere, including your PC, or your TV, even if you got one of those Xbox TVs or apps, things, whatever you need.
The Samsung TV, yeah.
And it's on Steam, which means it has, and you can, it's not made well yet, but it's getting there. You can play it on the Steam Deck.
It's also coming to PS5. They already made an agreement that they'll bring it to PS5 once the
And see, and that was the last straw. That was your last bastion for Nintendo.
I won't say I won't say Pokemon, but let's just be honest here. Pokemon, no, even if Power World is beating Pokemon in sales right now. I guarantee you when Gen 10 drop, it's over. It's game over. Cause number one, Pokemon got kids. And then two, them parents gonna be like, no, we're not finna buy you Power World because they got guns. You gonna play
Pokemon. You ain't got it? Oh, you do have to pay Power. Never mind.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Here's what I say about that. We're talking about a different generation than parents than what I grew up with.
Right.
Right. That is right.
These parents right here, they're playing the game. Like,
yeah.
So, like,
matter of fact, hold on, let me ask you this. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Matter of fact, let me ask you this. Your kids, if you ask them Power World or Pokemon, what do you think they're gonna pick?
So my son right now, he is feeling the regret of his decisions. Because I told him beforehand, like, hey, you can get this PS5, but you can be missing out a lot on the Xbox.
Right.
He's played a little bit of Power World and he was loving it because we had my wife let him play on his Xbox, on her Xbox. But he hasn't played enough to want to like jump ship. But if he was able to do that though, I guarantee you, my son would jump all over and be like Power World all day.
Okay.
Just because the amount of freedom you have in the game, like all I did was fight that one boss, just to get the tutorial out the way.
Right.
I haven't fought another one yet. I'm level 42. I'm just out here just creating my base and upgrading and see what I can do.
We just gotta wait and see. I won't say that right now, LJ, until we get a new Pokemon game and see how much Power World at the time affect that. Because we probably won't get the Gen 10 until 2026, I would say. No. How old is Scarlet and Violet? 2 years? 2 years old?
Maybe. I'm not even sure myself.
So I say 2025. Late 2025, early 2026, we should get a new Pokemon game. So I won't say until then. We just gotta wait to see how much it will affect. If Gen 10 come out, because allegedly we're supposed to get the Nintendo Switch 2 around fall this year, so I don't know how true that could be. But whenever Gen 10 come out, if Power World's still relevant around that time, which should be two years at max, and Gen 10 sales, because every generation, new generation sale, tops the previous generation sale. So if this Gen 10 sale is lower than Gen 9, then I'd be like, okay, yeah, Pokemon should be worried about Power World. But we just gotta wait and see for that. But do y'all see longevity in this game? To where we can say, hey, in 2026, I'm still playing Power World.
Yes. With the updates that they have planned, and as soon as it, whenever it goes to 1.0 or launch, I think this game will be in good hands. They do need to see where this story is going. I don't think, I don't think it's going to be anything crazy. Like, just how the NPCs and things like that, it sounds like it's a normal story. But if they could somehow get, like, a really good story going on, which they might now that they got the backing of Xbox. If they can get a really good story going on, get some more pals, because I will say one thing that I have my pals that I like. It's maybe like 4 or 5 of them that I might like, maybe 6. But other than those 6, I really don't like them too much. We can get some better looking pals and maybe like that. It'll be good. Like, there was already a leak of a Mewtwo looking pal. It looked like Mewtwo X. Yeah. It looked like Mewtwo X.
Yeah,
dude. It had like a big brain and it had like the little thing around it. I think that's X.
That's the one that they data mine, right? The pal.
Yeah, that's the one that data mine.
Yeah.
And it does, I will say, it does look like whatchamacallit.
Yeah, dude.
There was another one as well that looked like Luxray. That was 100% Luxray. Just recolored. But, I mean, it's working for them because you have those people who hate Pokemon. Slash, also people are playing it because they're like, oh, well, it's a Pokemon. It looks like Pokemon. I'm not going to hate on it just because it's not made by Pokemon. So, you know, it is what it is.
But, eventually, I'm going to get the only reason why I have not got the game is I ain't feel like paying $30 or Game Pass. I'm just going to keep it real. I didn't feel like paying for it because I do want to play it, but I just don't feel like I don't got the time for real. And if it was free to play, I would most definitely be playing. But since I don't got that much time to be playing games like that, because I think my max is like 2 hours. And I know how grindy Power World is. I was like, yeah, I don't want to spend like $30, $40 and I'm only playing maybe like 4 hours a week on Power World. But eventually I'm gonna get it. I don't know when, but eventually I'm gonna get it. I probably gonna get it once all these bugs and stuff y'all saying is fixed, and once they fix the servers to where our dad can invite us and we can go to Dad World and all that stuff. And I think they said they added PvP as well, some arena, some new pals. So I more than likely, for me, I might wait until it fully releases for me to play it. But I don't know. It all depends on how my schedule is. So, but eventually, I ain't gonna play it because I do want to try it out. I just didn't feel like paying the $30-$40 for it because I'm being cheap. But anyways, Dad, man, what you gotta say? Your last closing remarks. What you gotta say?
Not much. Just thank you everybody who showed up, watch the podcast, and we'll see you next time.
And the listeners too, because Spotify listeners going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
LJ, what you got to say?
Thanks for listening. Power World's a good game. I would recommend everybody trying it out at least for themselves before you make your own decision. But if, like I said, if the decision of AI comes out and that it use AI, I think this will be actually one of the first real questions that we have for AI of, would you play a game that was mostly made from AI?
Right.
I think a lot of people, I think this could be maybe one of the first questions that you get from it. Like I said, I don't think this game was made from AI, or at least completely made from AI. But eventually, we will get to that point where games are just completely AI made, and only one person made it. Technically,
it's one game out.
There is a game, and technically, so that's the other thing about this game is that the CEO of this company made a game that was completely AI.
Right.
It was trash. It wasn't for real. Man. It was horrible, from my understanding.
Yeah.
But that's why everybody else is also harping about is. Has AI elements to it because he's a man of AI, what they were saying. So.
Hey, it is what it is. If you know how to use it, go ahead and use it. But eventually, they're probably going to make a law about this eventually to where you can't fully make a game from AI. I'm pretty sure. Ain't no telling. But all I got to say is, from the looks of it, I haven't touched Power World, but I saw multiple videos. I saw a lot of live streams. Saw a lot of people play it. Power World is good. This is pretty much the Pokemon game all three of us, me, Dad, and LJ, been asking. This is exactly the Pokemon game or Pokemon style type of game that we've been asking for years. The game, from what I've seen, looks good. It is grindy because it takes a while to build an actual good base, and then on top of that, the raids. I heard them raids ain't nothing to play with. But but the game is nowhere near like Pokemon. Couple Pals do resemble some Pokemon, and LJ say some Digimon. You know, it is what it is, because Pokemon damn near got almost 1,500 creatures, so it's going to be kind of hard to make new creatures and not try to compare them to Pokemon, since Pokemon pretty much the head honcho when it comes to pocket collector games. So, you know, it is what it is on that point. But eventually I'm going to play it. The game looks fun. I heard it's even better when you have when you have multiple people in your server. You know, we just got to wait and see, because I know they're doing like a whole bunch of updates. They're doing PvP, more pals coming, new, like LJ said, they're doing new island, some more stuff. So we just got to wait and see. And hopefully this, hopefully they can build up on it to where it's like Pokemon, to the point where Pokemon be like, okay, we got to get our act straight, because now Power World is an effect, is affecting our money, and the people are demanding to, for us to make a Pokemon game like Power World. So hey, let's cook and let's go ahead and get it started. So we'll just wait and see. Hopefully around 2026, I'll say when the new Pokemon Gen 10 should drop. Hopefully Power World is still around that time and affect the sales of Gen 10 to the point Pokemon will have no choice but to make a better game. We just gotta wait and see for that one. But other than that, man, that's it for today. Once again, my name is Randall. With me, as always, my boy LJ and the OG dad himself, man. And together we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully y'all enjoy this week's episode, and we will catch y'all on the next one. Peace out.
Peace.